1 Kings, chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bore spices, and very much gold, and precious stones, and when she came to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, there was not anything hid from the king which he did not tell her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the sitting of his slaves, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your acts, and of your wisdom. Nevertheless, I didn't believe the words, until I came, and my eyes had seen it, and, look, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame which I heard. Happy are your wives, happy are these your slaves, that stand continually before you, and that hear your wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh your God, who delighted in you, to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever, therefore he made you king, to do justice and righteousness." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram, that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of Yahweh, and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for the singers. There came no such almug trees, nor were seen, to this day. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned, and went to her own land, she and her slaves. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Besides that which the traders brought, and the traffic of the merchants, and of all the kings of the mingled people, and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 bucklers of beaten gold, 600 shekels of gold went to one buckler. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold, 3 minas of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with the finest gold. There were 6 steps to the throne, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there were supports on either side by the place of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the supports. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other on the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once every 3 years the navy of Tarshish came, bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. And all the earth sought the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his tribute, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and raiment, and armor, and spices, horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, that he bestowed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars he made to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowland, for abundance. And the horses which Solomon had were brought out of Egypt and from Kew. The king's merchants acquired those from Kew for a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, they would bring them out by their means.